The city of Lafayette will officially open Traverse Park this week with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and community celebration. The event is set for Thursday with remarks from Mayor Andy Arnold and city officials beginning at 11:30. That's followed by the ribbon cutting. Located on West Villanow Street, Traverse Park features a disc golf course, rock climbing area, and all-wheels skate park, inclusive playground and walking trails connecting to the Lafayette Trail system. The celebration continues at noon with activities, tours, climbing demonstrations, and free rentals at the outpost. The park was funded through a $2.2 million federal grant and local SPLOST dollars. A driver accused from fleeing from law enforcement during a traffic stop in Rossville remains at large. The Georgia State Patrol says the incident happened Friday evening on Cardin Avenue when a driver allegedly sped away from officers during a traffic stop. The pursuit continued towards the Tennessee state line before the trooper ended the chase after the vehicle crossed into Tennessee. Authorities say the suspect has been identified as Marshall Graham. Rossville Police and the Georgia State Patrol are pursuing charges related to the incident. Graham has not been taken into custody as of yesterday. Debate continues at the Georgia Capitol over a proposal that could allow local voters to decide on a new option for property tax relief. Senate Bill 33 would let cities and counties ask voters to approve a 1 cent sales tax dedicated to reducing property taxes dollar for dollar. State Representative Mike Cameron says more than 100 counties, including Walker, were prepared to use the option. Supporters say the measure gives communities another tool to lower property taxes, while opponents argue it could shift the tax burden to renters and consumers. The bill remains pending after lawmakers took no final action during the special session. We've got more news right after this. A newly released traffic study is providing new details on how Rock City's proposed gondola system could impact roads around Lookout Mountain. The study shows the project could reduce traffic on Ox Highway by diverting thousands of vehicle trips during peak times. However, researchers also found traffic could increase in other areas, including St. Elmo Avenue, which could see nearly 1,700 additional daily trips. Rock City says the study is part of an effort to provide more information as public debate continues. Additional community meetings are expected in coming weeks. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. While you're there, you can stream Georgia 93.7 anywhere, anytime. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.